Boris Johnson claims his ousting was the greatest stitch-up since the Bayeux Tapestry. By Peter Catalan, August 1, 2022. Outgoing UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has described his ousting by his own Conservative Party as the greatest stitch-up since the Bayeux Tapestry. Seemingly still sore about being thrown out as Conservative Party leader and UK Prime Minister, Boris Johnson has described his ousting from the positions as the greatest stitch-up since the Bayeux Tapestry. Johnson reportedly made the comments at his own wedding party at the weekend, during which he made a number of speeches poking fun at both himself and his political frenemies, many of whom worked tirelessly from within his own cabinet to remove the sitting PM from power. Perhaps the most pointed of these comments was that in regards to his resignation as Prime Minister, something Johnson said he was pushed into by his own colleagues. According to a report by The Times, while Johnson admitted to having become aware of the cloud on the horizon, he nevertheless described his being pushed out as a stitch-up that he compared to one of the world's most famous embroideries. The PM also describes receiving numerous letters urging him to resign in the lead-up to his political demise, though joked that of these masses of letters to resign, they mostly originated from within his own closest family. Johnson also reportedly made remarks as to his own future, and that his series of unfortunate events could see him taking on new challenges that will inevitably lead to more mayhem. There are many opportunities, which lead to disasters, and disasters can lead to new opportunities, including to opportunities for fresh disasters, he reportedly told the wedding crowd made up of friends, family, and some of the UK's most important political figures. One potential source of fresh disasters for Johnson, and possibly the world depending on the circumstances, maybe NATO, with the outgoing PM being tipped by political allies in the UK and Ukraine to potentially leave the organisation after its current Secretary-General resigns, something that is anticipated to occur next year. While the appointment is far from a surefire thing considering it would require the approval of Emmanuel Macron's government, the French president having previously referred to Bojo as a clown, the Prime Minister's hardline commitment to Ukraine appears to have earned him favor among the West's war hawks. Boris Johnson's leadership during this war has ensured vital military, economic and humanitarian supplies have been provided to Ukraine, one Ukrainian MP said regarding the possibly appointment, while another MP from within Johnson's own party described the PM as having already been leading the Western world when it came to the war in Ukraine. Regardless of whether Boris Johnson manages to gain the position or not, however, it seems clear that the outgoing Tory leader is enjoying his ostensibly final days as Prime Minister, taking selfie videos while flying in a British fighter jet and continuing to maintain close relations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, whom Johnson appears to have built a rapport with. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.